Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. I'm Joseph Carl, Chief Investment Strategist with Provenance Wealth Advisors, and I'm here with my co-host, Shane Phillips. Just a reminder before we get started that today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and wealth management firm located here in sunny South Florida. Today, we're going to talk about saving some money and who doesn't like to save a couple extra bucks. But more specifically, we're going to talk about some ways you can save on your taxes, save a couple bucks from old Uncle Sam.
Just to clarify and for our disclosure, Joe and I are not tax professionals, so we would be remiss if we didn't suggest that you should speak with a tax professional when employing these strategies and how they may impact your specific situation.
So first off, and I know we have touched on this many times in the past, but make sure you are taking advantage of retirement plans through your employer. Or if you own your own business, consider setting up your own plan.
There are differences between a traditional 401k or IRA and the Roth option of both of those. But let's start with a traditional 401k or employer retirement plan. Currently, you are able to put away a maximum of $22,500 for an individual employee under the age of 50 in 2023. And if you are 50 and above, you are allowed a catch-up contribution and can contribute up to a total of $30,000 in 2023. And in 2024, those numbers will be going up slightly.
Now let's try and quantify this. Let's assume you contribute the max amount of $22,500 and are in a 25% tax bracket. In this case, your tax bill will be reduced by $5,625. But what if you only contributed $10,000? You would still save $2,500.
It's important to note that most employers also have some sort of match. So in addition to the tax saving, the amount each employer contributes may vary, but the average employer matches around 4.5% of salary. So if you are making $50,000 a year, that's $2,250. And for $100,000, that is $4,500.
And really quick, let's touch on the difference between a traditional and a Roth 401k or IRA. With a traditional, you contribute tax-free and even get a tax deduction like we just walked through. With a Roth, you contribute after paying taxes.
So the big question is, which one should you use? And probably the best way to think of it is, if the tax rate you are paying today is the same in retirement when you take out your savings, you'd be indifferent. If the tax rate today is higher, then it usually makes sense to use the traditional option. If your tax rate is lower today, it usually makes sense to utilize the Roth option. But remember, either way, you will be paying taxes on these assets.
There's also another plan called an HSA or health savings account, and these are intended to help assist with medical expenses and allow you to contribute pre-tax dollars, get a tax deduction for the contribution. The max contribution in 2023 for an individual is $3,850 and for a family, $7,750.
And if we use the same 25% marginal tax rate that we did before, an individual maxing out the HSA would save about $960, whereas if you max out the family plan, it would save you about $1,900. And this is different than an IRA. If these funds are used for qualifying medical expenses, you will not need to pay taxes on them ever.
Okay, so those are both plans typically offered by your employer, and they do require you to contribute. But you will need some money in retirement at some point to rely on, and most of us will have medical expenses at some point.
So next, we're going to talk about another way to save some taxes. But first, let's talk about some simple tax math. If you sell an investment before 1 year, it is considered a short-term gain or loss, and it is taxed at your marginal income rate. Whereas if you hold an investment longer than a year, you get preferential tax treatment that is either taxed at 0, 15, or 20% based upon your income. Knowing that, let's move on to something called tax loss harvesting. So in this case, there are investments that you have in a brokerage account or non-qualified account. Another way of thinking of this is investment not in your retirement accounts. In the case of tax loss harvesting, these are investments that have declined in value from where you initially purchased them, and you can now sell them at a loss. This is why we refer to this as tax loss harvesting.
And you can do tax loss harvesting for really any investments. It could be an individual stock, ETFs, mutual funds, bonds, even businesses or real estate. You can harvest losses and then carry forward those losses to offset future gains. But if you don't have capital gains to offset those losses, you can use some of those losses up to $3,000 a year to offset current income.
So let's stay consistent here again. Let's assume you have harvested losses of $3,000 and don't have any gains. So marginal tax rate of 25%. Under this scenario, you would save about $750 on your income taxes.
And if you have more than $3,000 of losses, you can carry forward those, the excess, to the following year and do this over and over again. The point here is that if you actively harvest losses throughout the year, this can add up to significant gains down the road.
But be aware, there are more rules to this than we've talked about. There is something that is called the wash sale rules, and this limits your ability to do tax loss harvesting. The wash sale rule states that if an investment is sold at a loss and then repurchased within 30 days, the initial loss cannot be claimed for tax purposes.
So these are a couple of strategies that can save you some tax dollars, but they do require some action on your part. And doing so can really add up to some big dollars in your pocket over time. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.